Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the Apple TV. In this demonstration, I want to show you how to add another Apple ID to your existing Apple TV so that you can take advantage of other movies, TV shows, etc. that you have on another Apple ID. So for example, at work, I have my main Apple ID that's got limited movies and TVs on it for demonstration. And then of course, I have my family Apple ID at home, which contains a lot more movie, TV, etc. content. So for this demonstration, I've actually brought my Apple TV from work home, and I'll be actually adding my family Apple ID to my existing work Apple TV. So let me say that I've got my TV turned on, the Apple TV is running, and we're currently sitting at the home screen of my work Apple TV. So we can notice the change. I'm actually going to show you currently what I've got in my TV selection on my work Apple ID. So I'm going to press the up arrow to go to the menu bar of the Apple TV.
Movies, button, 1 of 5.
I'm going to press right arrow.
TV shows, button, 2 of 5.
Okay, TV shows, pressing select on the remote. Remembering that on the remote, it's the round button at the top, which is your select key in the middle of that round circle. Of course, which contains the up, down, left, and right arrow directions. So I'm going to press select now.
Purchased, 1 of 6. Purchased, 1 of 6.
And I'm going to go into purchase by pressing select again.
In purchase TV shows. Recent. 4, button, 1 of 5.
Can I press the right arrow?
Yes, minister, 1 of 4.
Okay, yes, minister, 1 of 4.
Fringe, 2 of 4.
Fringe, right arrow again.
Knight Rider, classic, 3 of 4.
Yes, I'm a Knight Rider fan, mainly because of the talking car kit, not because of the actor. Okay, I'm going to press right arrow again.
Knight Rider, classic, 3 of 4.
Okay, and I can't go any further in that direction, so I'm going to press the down arrow.
SpongeBob SquarePants, 4 of 4.
And SpongeBob SquarePants as well. So basically, I've got 4 TV shows on my Apple TV that I've purchased, of course, streaming them through the iCloud. Okay, so that's my current work Apple ID. I'm just going to press the menu button to go back a menu.
Purchased, 1 of 6.
That's the bottom left hand key on the remote. Pressing menu key again.
In main menu, TV shows, button, 2 of 5.
Okay, so we want to add another Apple ID to my existing Apple TV, i.e. my work one. So I'm going to press the right arrow until we get across to settings.
Music, button, 3 of 5. Computers, button, 4 of 5. Settings, button, 5 of 5.
Okay, I'm going to press select.
In settings, general, button, 1 of 7.
Now we want to get down to iTunes, so I'm going to press the down arrow key.
Screensaver, button, 2 of 7. iTunes Store, button, 3 of 7.
Okay, iTunes Store, I'm pressing select again.
In iTunes Store, accounts, David, button, 1 of 8.
Okay, that's my existing Apple ID. So I want to add another Apple ID, so I'm going to go into accounts, pressing select again.
In iTunes Store accounts, sign out, David, button, 1 of 3.
Okay, so I can sign out of that one, pressing down arrow.
Add new account, button, 2 of 3.
Okay, add new account, pressing select.
In to sign into the iTunes Store, enter your Apple ID if you don't have an Apple ID. Create one using iTunes on your computer by choosing Store, Create Account. Login keyboard, A, button.
Okay, so here's the login keyboard. To put in your Apple ID, you need to select the characters on this keyboard by pressing left, right, up and down arrow keys to navigate the keyboard, and then press select to select the character you want. But let me just explain this on-screen keyboard. So I'm currently on A of the on-screen keyboard at the moment. If I press the up arrow.
Lowercase letters, 1 of 4.
That's lowercase letters. If I press the right arrow.
Uppercase letters, 2 of 4. Uppercase letters, 2 of 4.
Then I could press select on to change the keyboard to uppercase. Right arrow.
Symbols, 3 of 4. Symbols,
changing it to
3 of 4.
If I press the right arrow again.
Recent, 4 of 4. Recent, 4 of 4.
That's recent, which you won't worry about at the moment. So I press left arrow.
Symbols, 3 of 4. Uppercase letters, 2 of 4. Lowercase letters, 1 of 4. Lowercase letters, 1 of 4.
Okay, that's the left-hand side of that top row for changing lowercase, uppercase symbols, etc. So I press the down arrow key.
Login keyboard, A, button. Alpha.
That's the first row of the keyboards. If I press right arrow.
B. Button. Bravo. C.
If I press, it says Bravo.
Charlie.
D. Cross. Button. D.
E.
Button. E. Right arrow.
F. Button.
F.
Submit. 2 of 9.
Submit. Press right arrow again.
Submit. 2 of 9.
Okay, I can't go any further. So basically what you're going to find is each row, of course, has the next scribbling letters for the alphabet. So if I press left arrow.
Login keyboard. F. Button. E. D. C. B. A. Button. Alpha.
Okay, press down to go to the next row.
G. Button.
G.
Golf.
If I press the right arrow.
H. Button. I. Button. J. Button. K. Button. L. Button. Submit. 2 of 9.
Okay, back over to the submit button. Left arrow.
Login keyboard. L. K.
Go back to the beginning.
Button. J. Button. I. Button. H. Button. G. Button.
Okay, down again.
M. Button.
Okay, now I won't go across this row again because it's going to be the same sequence with the letters and the submit button. I press down again.
S. Button.
Same thing again.
Sierra.
Down again.
Y. Button.
That's Y. Yankee. If I press right arrow.
Z. That's button. It. 1.
1.
Button. 2.
2.
Button. 3.
3.
Button. 4. Button.
4.
Submit. 2 submit. Of 9.
Come back over to the
login
y.
Keyboard.
Left arrow.
3. 2. 1. Z. Y. Button.
Down arrow.
5. Button.
5.
6.
6.
But 7.
7. I'm pressing
button.
The right arrow key.
8. Button. 9. Button. 0. Button. Submit.
Okay.
2 of 9.
And over to the left again.
Login keyboard. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5.
Down
button.
Arrow.
Period. Button.
Period or full stop.
Underscore. Button.
Underscore.
At. Button.
At.
Dot com. Button.
Dot com.
Dot net. Button.
Dot net.
Dot edu. Button.
Dot edu.
Submit. 2
submit.
Of 9.
Over to the left again.
Login key. Dot net. Dot com. At. Underscore. Period. Button.
Okay. Down again.
Space. Button.
Space.
Delete. Button.
Delete, as in delete button. Delete the last character.
Clear. Button.
Clear to clear everything you've entered in so far.
Submit. 2 of 9.
And the submit button. If I go back over the left again.
Login key. Delete. Space. Button.
Down.
Space.
And that's the bottom
button.
Of the keyboard. So for this demonstration, let me put in a dummy username and password. And then I'll go back in real life and put in my family's Apple ID and password. So we'll just do the demo one now, and then I'll pause the recording and we'll come back after the login to the Apple ID. I'm just going to put in my at apple.com.
Submit.
Submit.
And enter the password for my at apple.com. Login
so
keyboard.
Enter
A.
Password.
Button. Submit.
And press select on submit. Now I'll just pause the recording and then I'll come back to that submit button once I've put in my real family Apple ID and password. Okay, so I've put in my family's ID. I've resumed the recording. So I press select on the submit button.
In remember password? Would you like Apple TV to remember the password for Ellen? Come to rent or purchase items from the iTunes store? Yes. Button.
And
one
I
of two.
And I want to remember it, so I press select on yes.
Accessing iTunes store. 1 of 2. In iTunes store accounts. Add new account. Button. 2 of 4.
Okay, so if I press down arrow.
In switch to account. David. Button. 2 of 2.
Okay, so that's my current Apple ID, which is David. I press down arrow.
Ellen. Selected. Button. 2 of 2.
And that's my family's account, and it said that's currently selected. Okay, I'm going to press the menu key to go back a menu.
In iTunes Store. Accounts. Ellen. Button. 1 of 8.
Okay, so that tells me that that's the current Apple ID that's selected. I'm going to press the menu key again.
In Settings. iTunes Store. Button. 3 of 7.
Press menu again.
In Main Menu. Settings. Button. 5 of 5.
So let me press the left arrow key to go over to TV shows.
Computers. Music. TV shows. Button. 2 of 5.
Okay, and I'll press select.
Favorites. 2 of 7. Favorites. 2 of 7. Accessing iTunes Store. 1 of 1.
Press the left arrow key.
Purchased. 1 of 7.
Press select.
In purchase TV shows. Recent. 6. Button. 1 of 6.
Okay, press the right arrow key.
Boardwalk. 1 of 6.
Okay, and as you can tell, these are now completely different TV shows.
Rome. 2 of 6.
Rome.
Last chance to see. 3 of 6.
Last chance to see, etc. Okay, so basically I now know that I've got different shows on there that I could now watch on my family ID. So for example, let me press the menu key.
Purchased. 1 of 7.
Menu key again.
In main menu. TV shows. Button. 2 of 5.
Left arrow.
Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
Movies. Press select again.
Wish list. 3 of 6. Wish list. 3 of 6.
Left arrow.
Top movies. 2 of 6.
Left again.
Accessing iTunes Store. 1 of 1. Purchased. 1 of 6.
Okay, press select on purchase.
In purchased movies. Recent. 10. Button. 1 of 6.
Okay, and here's my family's movies for my boys. Press right arrow.
David Attenborough presents Flying Monsters. 1 of 10.
Okay, David Attenborough presents Flying Monsters. Right arrow.
Dr. Seuss the Lorax. 2 of 10.
Dr. Seuss the Lorax. Right arrow.
The Princess and the Frog. 3 of 10.
Princess and the Frog. Right arrow.
The Lorax. 1972.
The Lorax.
4 of 10.
Right arrow.
Spider-Man. 5 of 10.
Spider-Man, etc. Okay, so I press menu.
Purchased. 1 of 6. In main menu. Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
And let me go and switch back to my own Apple ID. Right arrow.
TV show. Music. Computers. Settings.
Press
button.
On settings. 5
of... In settings. General. Button. 1 of 7.
Down arrow to iTunes Store.
Screensaver. iTunes Store.
Press
button.
Select.
Free in iTunes Store. Accounts. Ellen. Button. 1 of 8.
Okay, press select.
In iTunes Store accounts. Sign out. Ellen. Button. 1 of 4.
Okay, down arrow.
Add new account. Button. 2 of 4. In switch to account. Ellen. Selected. Button.
Account.
2 of 2. David. Button.
That's my account.
2 of 2.
For work. Press select.
Accessing iTunes Store. 1 of 2. Ellen. Button. 2 of 2.
Okay, that's currently not selected. If I press the up arrow.
David. Selected. Button. 2
that's
of 2.
Currently now selected. Apple ID for work. Press menu.
In iTunes Store. Accounts. David. Button. 1 of 8.
Okay, that tells me it's currently active because it's told me the current account. Press menu.
In settings.
Menu
iTunes.
Again.
In main menu. Settings. Button.
And let's
five
quickly
five.
Go across to have a look at purchased movies, and it should be my movies on my Apple ID now.
Computers,
press
music, TV
across.
Shows, movies.
Press
button.
Select.
Purchased. 1 of 5. Purchased.
Purchase.
1 of 5.
Select.
In purchased movies.
Press
recent.
Right arrow.
Star Trek VI. First
Star
contact.
Trek.
1 of 10.
Right arrow across.
2001. A Space Odyssey. 2 of 10.
2001. Space Odyssey, etc. So that's definitely my Apple ID for work. Press menu.
Purchased. 1 of 5.
Menu again.
In main menu. Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
Okay, now press down arrow.
Apple Events. Button. 1 of 12.
And I'm back to the first icon on my home screen of my Apple TV. So basically, that's how you can add another Apple ID to your Apple TV and access the iCloud content off either Apple ID. So you go into Settings, iTunes Store, Accounts, and choose Add Account to get to your other Apple ID, and you can switch between those Apple IDs depending on which content you need to access. So very useful if, like me, you have more than one Apple ID with its associated content. So that completes this demonstration. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.